ready. I'm thirsty.
Welcome to Thirst with Cheryl, a podcast making biblical truths plain. I'm your host, Cheryl Tyner, and today we are discussing the oblivious spirit. This podcast is meant to be a sip, a basic overview. Let's jump right in and begin with prayer. Lord, as we dig a little deeper, we stand against any distractions. Fine-tune listeners' ears to hear and open wide their hearts to receive. Give listeners revelation, light, or an aha moment in Jesus' name. Amen. In last week's podcast, we discussed the different gates that the enemy may use as an opportunity to come through and wreak havoc in our lives. Today, I want to discuss a spirit that plagues a great number of Christians, and at times, they are oblivious to it. I'm talking about the spirit of offense. This demonic spirit can enter your heart through an open gate and attach itself to those holding on to negative emotions in their heart, like anger, bitterness, hate, pride, unforgiveness, etc. Merriam-Webster defines offense as the act of displeasing or affronting, the state of being insulted or morally outraged. The biblical definition of offense is injury or wrongdoing done to one. The thing about offense is that it is as toxic as the plague. Remember how toxic coronavirus was in 2020 when it first surfaced? If you weren't aware that you had this virus, it could cause much damage, including death. As mentioned prior, many Christians do not realize that they are carrying this spirit of offense. They may show symptoms like feeling like people are always out to get them, feeling like people keep hurting them, feeling that a person is jealous of them, etc. They are always the victim. And one of the things that people who are offended usually do is that they try to locate people who will pacify their hurts. Now, they will find someone, but the problem is people do not like to deal with hurting people for very long. Because one thing we all know is that hurting people hurt people. Hurt is contagious. Misery likes company. They thrive on other people feeling hurt. Now, this is some sick stuff. You see, people can offend us, but we do not have the right to carry an offense. As blood-bought believers, we have the position to release the offense. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says that love is not easily provoked or offended. The sign of Christian maturity is not that you have avoided being offended, but after being offended, instead of sowing the toxicity that comes up with the offense, you turn it around and begin to sow good. So remember this, because everyone at one time or another will be offended. So how do we know if we are carrying a spirit of offense? Isaiah 26:3, the New King James Version says, "He will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him." Consider this example. You are all by yourself, either driving in a car or at home. Then all of a sudden, you think about something someone said to you that irritated you, or let's just say offended you. You continue to think about it over and over again, reliving it and giving life to it. You may say something to yourself like this: "Who the heck does she think she is telling me what to do?" Or, "She don't know who she's talking to. Next time when I see her, I'm going to give her a piece of my mind." Well, in this situation, are you at peace? Nope. As a matter of fact, you're dealing with the spirit of offense. Now, here you are all by yourself, talking to yourself and not even at peace with yourself. You're talking about someone who offended you and what you're going to do, what you're going to say. This is a rehearsal for a showdown. Psalm 119, verse 165, the King James Version says, "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." I believe that when we study the Word of God and get it into our hearts, we have great peace, and we use the word that is in our heart to fight off offenses and insults, etc. Because Proverbs 12 and 16, the NIV version says, "Fools show their ignorance at once, but the prudent overlooks an insult." Are you a fool, or are you wise and prudent? So no doubt about it, we all will be offended at some point in time, but we do not have to carry that offense. Evangelist Stephen Furtick did a sermon on carrying offenses, and I remember clearly him using a prop of a person standing behind a fence, not being able to move forward. Well, I'm going to take it a step further. I picture that we carry a spirit of offense, and I imagine a person's head stuck between the rails of the fence. And the longer we carry the offense, the more rails are added. The fence gets heavier and heavier, preventing you from moving through doorways, etc. Doorways of opportunity that God gives us. Revelation 3 and 8, the NIV version says, "I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut." You may try to enter into your prayer closet to pray, but will you be heard? The Bible says in Mark 11 and 25, the NIV version, "When you stand praying, if you are holding anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven will forgive you." And you certainly will not be able to enter through the narrow doorway. Jesus talks about the narrow doorway or gate in Matthew 7 and 13. The NIV version says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction." The spirit of offense is debilitating, tiring, heavy. It robs us of our peace, and it throws us off the path that God has for us. Satan loves this. Because if we're tired, burnt out with no peace, this gives Satan an inroad to attack us. We will be like a city with broken down walls, as it says in Proverbs 25 and 28. So I want to challenge you. In your quiet time with the Lord, be transparent and ask God to show you about yourself. Get to know yourself, but be willing to accept what He shows you. It may hurt you, but it's an opportunity for restoration. Get deeper into the Word of God. Okay, somebody's saying, "I am deep into the Word of God." Well, get deeper. Prepare yourself to deal with offenses and insults. The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance every scripture you meditate or ponder on just at the right time. He is my faithful road dog. He has my back. You will not be easily offended. You will have self-control. You will be prudent. You will not just blurt out anything when insulted. Satan is out to sift us like wheat. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. The Word of God is our ammunition against Satan's tactics. Now that you know about the spirit of offense, you are responsible for what you know. Ask God to help you recognize the oblivious spirit of offense whenever you are dealing with it directly or indirectly. Amen. At the end of each podcast session, I want to remind each listener of two scriptures. Hebrews 2 and 1, the NIV version, which says, "We must pay the most careful attention to what we have just heard so that we do not drift away." And 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 and 17, the NIV version says, "All scripture as God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. You've been listening to Thirst with Cheryl. We look forward to you joining us again next week for more biblical truths made plain to you.